Skyboat Media presents Quarry's Choice by Max Allen Collins. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. For my old musical comrade Joe McLean, like Quarry, a road warrior. Why do we electrocute men for murdering an individual and then pin a purple heart on them for mass slaughter of someone arbitrarily labeled enemy? Sylvia Plath. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Johnny Cash. April 1972. Chapter 1. I had been killing people for money for over a year now, and it had been going fine. You have these occasional unexpected things crop up, but that's life. Really, to be more exact about it, I'd been killing people for good money for over a year. Before that, in the Nam soup, I had been killing people for chump change. But then the broker came along and showed me how to turn the skills Uncle Sugar had honed in me into a decent living. I'll get to the broker shortly, but you have to understand something. If you are a sick fuck who wants to read a book about some lunatic who gets off on murder, you are in the wrong place. I take no joy in killing. Pride, yes, but not to a degree that's obnoxious or anything. As the broker explained to me from right out of the gate, the people I'd be killing were essentially already dead. Somebody had decided somebody else needed to die and was going to have it done, which was where I came in, after the decision had been made. I'm not guilty of murder any more than my Browning 9mm is. Guns don't kill people, some smart idiot said. People kill people. Or in my case, people have some other people kill people. There's a step.